possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Season's over. Show's over. Have a good day,
Kansas City. Have a good day, everybody. Spring training starts on the 15th of February. Let's get out there to surprise Arizona right now, right, Dusty? I mean, the amount of, I guess you could say, vocal minority who believe that the season is over is comically funny when you have this football team. You were reading some of the texts that came in overnight on the text line. There's one guy down bad out there today.
Yeah, really bad.
Really bad. Down bad out there today, man. And I told the guys this before the show. I said, if you guys are down bad today after week two of the NFL regular season.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
It's pretty simple to me. You didn't follow the rules over the last 10 years and appreciate the moment of everything that was going on with this football team. Because I knew there would be that today. You knew, Dusty. You would walk in and look at the text line and it would be kind of littered with, you know, people wanting to do weird things to themselves because of a football game loss or, you know, whatever the case may be, and compounded 0-2. Oh, my God, the world is ending. The world is ending. And I look at those people that are acting like that today to the extreme, right? Like, we're all concerned. There's no question about it, right? But the extreme of this is over, this is done, this stinks. Oh, my God, this guy on the text line this morning losing his mind. You didn't appreciate what was going on for the last 10 years. And this is specifically why, when the Royals started to win, I told the story of my father in 1986 to tell me to enjoy everything that was going on with the Giants, because this does not happen often. Well, it happened, and it happened a lot, and it happened fast here in Kansas City. And I think there were a lot of people that were spending time in 15-2 seasons and 11-6 seasons and, you know, Super Bowl seasons fretting over things that they didn't need to be fretting about. And now here we are to a point where you're like, oh boy, there's some concerns on this team and people are losing their minds. I just don't think the people that are losing their minds truly enjoyed the run that we've been on in Kansas City over the last 11 years. And that's the sad part to me. And then, you know, Dusty, you made a pretty good point as well. You're like, probably just became a fan in 2018 too, you know, when things got good around here, which I don't mind. People jump on bandwagons all the time. But I think if you're losing your mind over this team right now and you're ready to collapse and not show up to work on a Monday morning and, you know, maybe move out of town because you're so mad that they lost.
Why are you calling me out?
Yeah, no, right. You know,
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. You just haven't enjoyed the last 10 years. Yeah. And we knew at some point in time it wasn't going to be as easy as it's been. And maybe we've reached that point in time. But I sat there yesterday. I'm like, if this was the end, and I don't think that it is, but if it was, damn, we had a fun ride here for the last 10 years. It's been outstanding. And so that's why I said enjoy it, because you knew there was going to be a day where it didn't look as good as it used to. And I think maybe we've reached that point, maybe with number 87 as well. You know,
Carrington might be onto something here.
He was right. He catches that touchdown pass. Nobody's talking about Travis Kelce being washed. He would have had two touchdowns in two games, and, you know, nobody's talking about Travis Kelce being washed if he makes that play in the end. He's got to make that play.
So have four touchdowns in two games.
True that. I think if we can start it off correctly, week one, you lost that game. I'll give you excuses. I'll let you have some.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the team that wants to play across the world. So you signed up for that. You made your bed, sleep in it. Big deal. You lost. Okay? It's over. You smashed Xavier Worthy. By the way, his mother will be on our show Wednesday.
That's right.
She has a wonderful foundation. We want to talk to her about it. And then her son should be playing in the game Sunday night against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Week one, right? Cool. First game of the season. Division game. Tough loss. Couple things you need to fix. Week two, the narrative that I will take away from that game is your leaders failed you.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Chris Jones was playing on some sort of emotional thing that it seemed uncharacteristic. Every single play, he's bitching and yelling and screaming and moaning and doing all this stuff. And then the very end of the game, you didn't have 100 yards. Jalen Hurts is like, blank, we beat you.
Yeah, we
shut
won.
The F up,
yeah,
right?
Like, who cares?
That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Travis Kelce, right? We've seen him make that catch 100 times,
mm-hmm.
maybe 101. He did not. The ball goes up in the air. It's intercepted. At that point, I think a lot of you, myself included, said, well, good luck, right? Andy Reid punting with 7 minutes left on 4th-and-7, down by 10, knowing for a fact you might get it back one time, mm-hmm. but you're down by 2 scores. Harrison Butker with one of the most atrocious misses I've ever seen.
Right.
And then, obviously, Andy Reid not going for it, but went for it right out of the jump in the third quarter.
Right.
Same situation, except it was a one-yard play. He didn't get it.
And you're in your own territory at that point in time. That's a big three-point swing right there.
Exactly. Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, Harrison Butker, you beat yourselves yesterday.
And that's not a bad thing, you know? Like, that's correctable stuff. It's not great.
It's not good.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
Because it gives me the thought process that they're trying too hard.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're thinking too much. It's the analogy of a golfer, right? I don't know what happened to my golf swing. I don't know what's going on. You're thinking too much, Craig. You're going up there trying to hit the perfect 125-yard shot. Go up there, grab the club, feel the breeze, and just hit it. And the minute you start overthinking things, you start shanking it, you start pulling it, you start duffing it, you start, you know, hitting off the nozzle, you start hitting off the toe, you're doing whatever, you're just getting out of your element. Oh, we gotta make sure we make this play right. And then you look at it and you're like, damn it, we didn't get that play.
Right.
So that to me was concerning yesterday that you beat yourself. Now again, for those of you that think the season is over, it is not. It is just an absolute, it's going to be a tough uphill climb.
It's going to be a battle, yeah.
Because your next four games aren't throwaways, right? The Giants played really well against Dallas yesterday.
I mean, they almost put up 40 yesterday, dude.
That game was, I was texting you. I'm like, I didn't even know what your dad's
My like. Dad was like, my dad was losing his mind. We were at Arrowhead yesterday. He's texting me. He goes, oh my God, they may win this thing, right? And then Dusty's like, oh my God, what's your dad doing? It was back and forth, back and forth. Like
one of the craziest things, because it was the game on before the Chiefs game, so they had to like make sure that this goes this way. Russell Wilson looks like it's 2012 again. All these things are going back and forth. Then you have the Ravens.
Right.
Then you have what, Jacksonville?
I think Jacksonville's week six, if I'm not mistaken. And
it's then the Lions.
The Lions, right?
So, it's, so your next
How'd they do yesterday, by the way?
They put it to Ben Johnson.
They really did, didn't they? I mean, they told Ben Johnson, we're about ready to show you we don't need you. I mean, that was a big, yesterday what they did, holy cow.
For 2.5 quarters, Jameson Williams had 0 catches, 0 yards. And within 4 minutes, he had 2 catches for like 120 yards and a touchdown.
Insane what they did yesterday, right? It's funny. Ryan Poles took over that job as GM and said that they were going to own the North since he's taken over as GM. The Bears are 3-22 in the North. 3-22 in the North right now. So the Bears they've got a lot of issues. But back to kind of where you were. You are 100% right. This is what we say in professional sports, or what I've said in professional sports, and really what I've said about the Royals a lot this year. Your stars need to be stars. When guys get paid the big money and they're the big stars, they have to produce. There really is no room for error, whether it's Bobby Witt or Salvador Perez or whoever for the Royals. And then it's Kelce, it's Mahomes, it's Butker, it's Andy Reid, it's Chris Jones. Yeah, it's the high price veterans. And that was my biggest takeaway from the game yesterday. I mean, we can talk about everything that, you know, people want to complain about and discuss and blame Matt Nagy for no reason whatsoever. At the end of the day, 87, 15, 7, 95, all did not do what they needed to do. AR, all did not do what they needed to do in that game yesterday to give the Chiefs the best opportunity to win. Going for it on fourth down in your own territory when we've known for a decade this team can't get a yard and you don't do a quarterback sneak ever, not a big fan of going for it there. I understand what Andy was trying to do. He was trying to get momentum. But I think right now, as we've realized, a yard is kryptonite for this team. No matter who the running back is, no matter who the offensive linemen are, a one-yard play is kryptonite for this team. So hindsight is 20/20. You look back, you probably should have punted in that situation because your defense played well yesterday. I mean, the defense was really good yesterday.
Yeah, they were great.
I mean, they pressured Jalen Hurts. There's a lot of stories coming out of Philadelphia this morning about how bad their offense is right now and the concern level of their offense is. The Chiefs did a great job, and the Chiefs lose that game yesterday because of self-inflicted mistakes, as Dusty said. Go back through the game book and look at the way that the Philadelphia Eagles got the ball when they scored. It was all off of Chiefs mistakes, whether it was the interception in the end zone, whether it was a bad decision by Andy Reid, whether it was the missed field goal or not. All of the mistakes that the Chiefs made yesterday turned around into points for the Philadelphia Eagles. And guys, that's what we used to do. That's what we used to do to teams, right? Take advantage of their mistakes. And the other thing I take away from the game yesterday, not just these guys with the big money and the big names not making the plays that they need to make play, there's no more room for error anymore with the Chiefs. They used to be able to overcome all of this kind of stuff. A missed field goal wasn't a big deal. An interception wasn't a big deal. Now we're at a level where the two best wide receivers on the team are currently out, and the mistakes become magnified. The Kansas City Chiefs are at a spot right now in this era where they can't afford to overcome mistakes. They can't even afford to make the mistakes right now because it's hard to overcome them. And you look at their first touchdown for the Eagles, comes off a missed field goal. You look at another touchdown for the Eagles, comes off an interception. Their two touchdowns came off mistakes by the Kansas City Chiefs. If Harrison Butker does his job and kicks a field goal, if Travis Kelce does his job and catches a touchdown pass, they win that football game and we're talking about a 1-1 football team. But it doesn't work that way.
Might also have been closer in this game if we had a running game.
Yeah.
I mean, what did we say Monday morning to the Super Bowl? Let's go get a running back?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just bring back Kareem Hunt.
I mean, the semblance of the running game now is Patrick Mahomes. That first run that he had, I don't know if that was designed or not. That looked beautiful.
Hit 70 yards in the first half.
Where he kind of faked it, pulled it down, and then, went for the big run. Yeah, I mean, Dusty's like, he's going to get 200 yards. Like, we joked about it on Friday. And Dusty's like, he's got 70, and it's the first quarter.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it was.
And then they run a QB sneak. God forbid they run a QB sneak. No, he can lower his shoulder on a middle linebacker anytime he wants. We encourage that. But can't run a QB sneak.
No,
Matt could hit that throw to Thornton over the left side.
And that's the other thing. Patrick missed two big throws. I mean, he had two touchdowns. Noah Gray was wide open for a score.
He doesn't exist anymore.
And Thornton, as I heard from the new PA guy, Thornton, he is a guy that was wide open. I mean, you couldn't have been any more open than that.
You guys read
the game.
And
Mahomes hit that.
They showed the shot. Not a white jersey in the picture. And he's
there wasn't a white jersey in the picture on the field. I've never seen a guy so wide open.
All right.
How does 15 miss him on that?
Yep.
I mean, luckily you hit him like, 90 seconds later?
Yeah.
But big 90 seconds.
Yeah. It was huge.
Could have scored with over 4 minutes. Instead, it was around three.
Yeah.
With no timeouts.
But, I mean, again, if we're looking at what went wrong, Patrick Mahomes wasn't great yesterday in hitting open guys. Like, he made plays. He ran for his life. He kept this thing alive. He was great in certain aspects, but he had two guys wide open that he missed yesterday.
From the text line, is it possible that Travis could retire midseason? Coming up on the other side, we will talk about the miscues and what was the ambiance at Arrowhead, because those Eagles fans, I'll tell you what, man, they're something else, aren't they? Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Yeah, we got the defense that we wanted. You know, we expected to play that 0-0 with the whole player with the safety. I think I threw this a tad too early, just trying to put it on his body low before that whole player got there. And I think if I can put it more on his body and not so far out in front of him, then he can catch it, take the hit, and get in the end zone.
And you want to throw that a little bit low at the goal line, though, to give him a chance like that across the end zone, right?
Yeah, you want to put it low, just but more on his body. You know, whenever you're in those tight quarters like that, you want to give it to him, especially a bigger guy, more on his body, where he can catch it, brace for that contact. We knew the whole player would be looking for him. I mean, that's our one of our big targets down there in the red zone. And so he was breaking to kind of make a hit, and it was just unfortunate. Ball bounced up in the air, went right to him.
That's your leader of the clubhouse. That's Patrick Mahomes. Always put it on his back. Always blaming himself. That hit Travis Kelce in the hands. We've seen that catch over and over and over again be happening in the past. It didn't happen. But again, that's your leader, man. Like, that's props to him. But, I mean, wow. That play, man, that was just – And then the jailbreak blitz, and Jalen Hurts just threw up a lob, and Trent McDuffie looks like he didn't know where he was at. When that happened, I was like, oh my gosh. Because as soon as Hurts threw it, we've all seen that play.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as Hurts threw it, you're going, somebody, just go get it.
Yeah.
And McDuffie, it's the land of make-believe.
It was just shot like straight up in the air. We've seen that, like a pitching machine falls over or something. The ball just goes straight up in the air. And you're like, oh, because, I mean, we're sitting there watching it. And it went from, yes, we've got to stop, to, oh, geez.
Really?
What the hell just happened right there? Because that's a play that should not happen in that situation. But also, again, I go back to the offense. You got to make those plays, and I appreciate Patrick Mahomes being the guy who's going to take the blame for that throw. That was a beautiful throw by Mahomes. It was right where it needed to be. Travis Kelce needs to catch that, and Travis will say that. Travis didn't speak to the media after the game yesterday, which is very, very upsetting to me. I mean, that you got to do better, Travis. Travis, you've got to do better than that, man. Like, we can't this is like we can't enjoy the highs but not address the lows. You know what I'm saying?
Like, especially when he was like really the only one that talked to us in the locker room after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Like you've got to own that kind of stuff. And I know yesterday was obviously frustrating for him, but it was frustrating for everybody in that stadium yesterday, right? We were all frustrated with what went on yesterday in that game. But you still have to own it. And that's the one thing I will say, and I don't say it because I do this for a living, because my days of, you know, getting a quote from a player, I don't really care what they have to say because they don't really add a lot, you know. But when you make mistakes, you do need to own it. Whether or not you say anything, you need to be present and you need to be up there at that podium talking to the media after a game like that yesterday, because, you know, Travis has got to make that play. And we all know he has to make that play. And Patrick Mahomes needs to make throws. But he addressed the media after the game yesterday, right? He held himself accountable after the game yesterday. And so, I'm disappointed Travis didn't make the plays, but I'm like, you compounded that by not being available afterwards. You've got to be there, man.
He'll be
on
the high Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Sirianni threw that flag 36 miles per hour?
Oh, my God. Where that flag ended up and where he was, I was like, how did the flag end up there when he challenged that play?
He's got a cannon, dude.
I mean, he looks like a jackass on the sidelines, but he is a coach. He's the perfect coach. No, he is.
He's a perfect heel.
You're 100% right, Dusty. 1,000% right. There's no better heel in the NFL than Nick Sirianni, and he's perfect for that fan base, because douchebag Adelphia, man, came out strong yesterday at the game.
They took over Cincinnati's fans.
Yeah. They didn't take long. No, but it's different.
Next
though.
Year, it'll be the Bears fans.
it's different though with Philadelphia, because they've always been this way, right? Yeah. Cincinnati's kind of new rent, and now they may be done because of their quarterback being injured,
brutal,
and whatnot. And at the Cincinnati game that was like one fan, and when you go to a game and there's Philadelphia fans there, it's all of them, and they feed off of each other, and it's like a mob mentality when you have the Philadelphia Eagle fans there. Somebody starts spelling the team's name, half of them don't know the letters of the alphabet because they're so drunk. These guys, I mean, they really are Eagle fans. They're douchebags, and there's no other way to put it.
But man, do they own it.
But, oh, they do. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. They own their douchebagging, like they're douchebags and they know it and they don't care. And they scored that first touchdown. I went to pee. And there's Eagles fans in there getting in the face of dudes at the urinal in Chiefs jerseys. Go, you see that touchdown? You see that touchdown?
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it's 7-0. And
I don't care what it is.
Yeah,
you're
right.
A grown-ass man.
You're a grown-ass man.
Peeing.
Yeah, that's
what are you, Steve Sarkisian?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, but that's the douchebag Eagle fan, right? I mean, I had an Eagle fan sitting next to me. He proceeds to tell me Travis Kelce needs to retire because it's time for him to let others have a chance. I said, okay, I don't know about that.
It's hot for some man Arrowhead. That's why. Did you guys, was it third down? Did we get a new third down?
Oh, boy, did we. yeah, we got a new one, all right.
Try new things out, man.
That's right.
How's it go, Bob?
I can't do it again, Dusty. Okay. Very, very, I give Nate Herron a lot of credit for being able to hold that third down note for as long as he did.
That was nuts.
Nate, that's some pipes, brother. I mean, that is some pipes, brother, holding that third down call for as long as you did, man.
Look, I don't think that you need to have the mentality that the season is over. Somebody, I think it was Micah in Denver on the text line, let us know. Last year, Baltimore went 0-2 to start the season, ripped off 5 in a row, ended up being the 3 seed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I get it, right? It's tough. I don't really want to judge anything fully yet until we see Rashee Rice back, Xavier Worthy back. I think this offense is still okay. I'd like to see a little bit better of protection for Patrick Mahomes. That goes with the two interior guys and Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey as well.
As well.
All of them. Like I said, yesterday was a big leadership loss. Andy Reid was not good. Matt Nagy was not good. Harrison Butker was not good. Patrick Mahomes wasn't his best. Trent McDuffie was not great. Chris Jones was emotionally wrecked from the jump.
He's been emotionally wrecked all season, Does anybody else feel like the first 8 quarters for him, he's been playing like a man that's like playing, you used the analogy earlier, just something is he's playing at a high level of speed that doesn't need to be there.
And, I think that Man, look, Philadelphia, the last four times they played you, they're 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
They've beaten you twice in Arrowhead, and they beat you once in the Super Bowl, and the one before that, you beat them in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Barely. But look, figure it out. You got 15 games left. It gets easier towards the other half of the season, but you still have Buffalo, Washington, Detroit, Baltimore. Four of your next, what, six games are against those teams. You have the Raiders in there on week 7, and you have the Jaguars and Giants in there as well. The Giants Sunday Night Football, that's mm-hmm. not going to be the easy game you thought. Maybe at the beginning of the year, they look like they're fighting and trying to like make things happen.
Yeah.
But again, man, 0-2, staring down the barrel, and maybe you're at your best when the guns are at 180 degrees.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, we haven't seen.
Seen this though.
Mahomes hasn't lost two games in a row or start off 0-2. They said it's high school.
Yeah.
The Chiefs haven't lost three games in a row as Mahomes is their quarterback in general.
Ever.
So now you have all these unknowns, and what we've always known with this team is the known. They're going to be fine. They're going to figure it out. They're going to do all this. Now it's like, okay, guys, your back's against the wall. You're not the same team you were that you were 2 years ago, and now you've got a lot of figuring out to do. And I kind of do like this text, even though it's kind of cheesy. But it says special of the day, humble pie at 1587 prime, 80 cents a slice. look, I get it. When you play like this and you have the lifestyle outside of the game, it is easy for people to just absolutely bury you with hatred. You're the Hollywood. You're engaged to the superstar. You have this new fancy restaurant. You have all this. You go to Brazil. You go to Mexico City. You go to London. You do this. You change the life of sports fans because of greatness. And now that greatness isn't there at the flip of a switch. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, oh, crap, we're not that team anymore. What are we? We're going to find out.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, going into the stadium yesterday, it was ready, man. Like the pregame stuff was on fire
People ready. The B2s going over my house.
Before or after they flew over the stadium?
Lee Summit, cool. Right? Yeah. So it's kind of in that crossing.
Yeah.
And then Whiteman over there, Arrowhead over there, Lee Summit kind of
in the middle. Yeah.
And I'm out there, you know, pulling stuff off the Traeger, and all of a sudden I hear like, oh, my.
Yeah,
I was like, awesome. I think the game's getting ready to start.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? B2 just went over.
went over the house. Yeah. It was cool when it went over, Arrowhead yesterday. You know, General Wilson's out there singing the anthem, and he gets ready to finish the anthem home of the – and then all you can't hear him anymore, and everybody's yelling Chiefs. Jeez. The B2's going over mm-hmm. the top. The place just wanted to explode yesterday.
Like,
something. Right. And then the game started. But it was like, give us something to explode for. Right.
Just,
and
maybe
and
you guys saw this. Did Philly look a little shook to start the game?
I don't think Philly
kind of fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look like they were moving.
No, it was so loud. They couldn't hear in there at the beginning of the game. Like it was a great environment to start the game off, right? Like the crowd was really bringing it. And then the team, you've got to reward the crowd when they're in there doing that kind of, you know, nonsense and getting loud and getting rowdy and getting ready and, you know, trying to will this team to victory yesterday. And, you know, ultimately it didn't happen, but the fans are there. They want this. They're ready for this. They're ready to explode. They're ready to find another season, you know, of winning. But I was thinking of the best analogy that I could use for this morning. It would be like Mac comes in today, right? And you and I aren't here, and it's two people that, you know, didn't play last year and he's never worked with before. That's Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown essentially right now for what Patrick Mahomes he's dealing with.
That's
right?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
over there?
That is Patrick Mahomes over there, right?
And Mac's so awesome.
If you came in this morning and you looked over here and you saw two people that you kind of knew but really didn't, you'd have anxiety.
For
you'd
sure.
be like, "Oh my God, how's this going to go?
Unsure.
Are they going to run the right routes?" Whatever job it is that you do, you have people that work with you. You get new people that come on board. You have people that are out sick. You're trying to cover for them. It's never a full operation until you get your people back. And that's why after two games, people are making, or the media is making a lot of judgments about this team, but they're not at full strength, and they haven't been at full strength. And no team, no program, no business can operate when your best players at a certain spot are standing on the sidelines. And that's what the Chiefs currently have right now. Does it mean everybody else has to raise their level of play? Yeah, unfortunately it does, and they really haven't done that to the level that we need them. But that's where we are right now. That's why people saying, oh, this is over and this is done and we're not going to have this anymore. We don't have our two best wide receivers on the field at this point in time. When we get them back, it's going to be a different ballgame. And I would imagine if we had both of those guys, probably sitting at 2-0 right now, because we're not losing games because the other team is better than the Chiefs. We're losing games because A, there hadn't been enough firepower, and B, we've made mistakes. It's not because of the other team. It's because of us right now.
Self-inflicted wounds. I think, is, I think, what they call that.
I think the Eagles knew that was going to happen, though. I'm telling you what, being on their sidelines, yeah. they acted like a team that knew we were going to make mistakes and just play calm, play conservative, let the game come to you, and you'll win. That's what they played like. They played like Saquon, the Chiefs used to play against other teams.
Saquon had a slow, steady rushing. I mean, he just it was
slow
just
death, man. Well, yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, he really is.
He's incredible. It was like they just nicked you with like a little like poker, and you just slowly bled out. So mm-hmm. by the time the game was over, it was like, well, what happened? It's like, well, we just kept getting stabbed here, then it was there, then it was here, and then touchdown. Then it was like 4 yards, 3 yards, yep. 4 yards. Man, it's great to have a running back, isn't it?
But you're right, Mac. I mean, about the way that they just kind of knew that they were going to go out there take advantage of
they
things.
They were confident the whole time.
On the sidelines. And that's what we used to be, right? Like, mm-hmm. you saw, I think, yesterday, I don't want to use the term a changing of the guard, but you saw the Eagles implement and do what the Kansas City Chiefs used to do. Wait for you to make a mistake and then just punch you in the face and take advantage of that mistake. And now the Chiefs don't have the ability as of now, right? We still got these guys coming back, and that's why everything is as of now. They don't have the ability to make those mistakes and come back from those mistakes. They used to be able to miss field goals, throw intercept. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Penalties,
all that kind of stuff. They were able to overcome all of that kind of stuff. This year, they're not able to overcome all of that kind of stuff. And we saw it for the first two games. And the thing is, it's not because of the penalties. It's because the guys aren't making the plays they need to make.
I will say, we can ask the question later before we get to overreactions, but I feel better about this team after this loss than last week.
For sure. They looked better, that makes sense.
Yes,
they did. And again, this is what it is. This is your next five. At New York, Giants, home against Baltimore, at Jacksonville, home against the Lions, home against the Raiders. That Raiders game, that's the welcome back with Rasheed Rice to this offense. Fire up some NFL music. Let's get into some overreactions on a Monday. Let's see here. Bob, your name's at the top, right?
No, Mac is.
Mac's name's at the top. I had to scroll up because my mouse is broken. but yeah, Mac, overreaction, what do you got here for us?
Well, I've got kind of a two-parter. The Broncos suck, / not a clear favorite in the NFL at all right now.
No, there isn't.
It doesn't feel like there's a superpower. I know the Bills beat the brakes off the Jets, but if you watch the beginning of the game, the Jets literally handed them 17 points to start the game.
They literally broke their quarterback's nose.
Yes, exactly. So That was a little bit ridiculous. That score does not really indicate that game.
Baltimore's pretty good.
Baltimore's pretty good, but we watched them in week one, the mistakes they're prone to as well.
They gave up 40-some points in week one, right? Yeah, and Buffalo gave up 40-some points in week one, right?
They are better than the Chiefs. Those are teams that are better and far, but like they're not an echelon or a tier above anyone else. Like the Eagles are in that tier. They're not. They haven't broke away.
The Eagles have in Philadelphia this morning, they're complaining about the offense. Maybe the Packers could be that team. Maybe.
But right now they're kind of all in that same bunch.
Not the Colts.
2-0 Colts.
This is our team. This is our Colts.
Oh my God.
We're 2-0.
I went down a rabbit hole with that guy the other day. Him on the field singing that song.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, they did.
As they should.
Yeah, as they should. Yeah, it is special, man.
All right, Carrington, what's your take?
I actually have a couple. My overreaction: Harrison Butker is definitely washed. I mean,
oh, I don't know, Bob. He seems like he's good. Oh, he's washed.
Two kicks in 2 weeks, man. He missed an extra point last week and missed a bad field goal this week. Both huge in the outcomes of these games, right? Obviously, an overreaction. My other overreaction is this, and I've thought about this for a long time, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The Chiefs are losing on purpose so they can move to Kansas. It's Major League 2.0.
Okay.
They came out to Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas yesterday.
That is true.
That was the – like, how many other people went, oh, my God, you know? Because the juicy rumor that I had heard a couple months ago, I guess, and I've shared this, is that – the Chiefs were in conversations with the Olathe School District. Who presented the colors yesterday? The Olathe Honor Guard.
Coincidence? So I think not.
They did this whole intro video yesterday, and it was all to Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas. The Olathe Honor Guard presented the colors yesterday. I'm like, Oh my God. is this an Easter egg by the Kansas City Chiefs? Are they taking a page out of Taylor's book?
Yes.
Are they giving us the Easter egg? Is this Rachel Phelps 2.0 from Major League? They're losing on purpose so they can move to Kansas? Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, 3 points on the board yesterday. What was the final score?
20-17.
Interesting.
Yep.
And that was a bad miss. I mean, that was like one you see on Madden where the arrow's going really fast.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, Harrison.
Yeah, like
I'm okay if it hits the upright or, you know, you go over the but it was like from the jump, it's like the draw didn't hit. It just he pushed it out right. It was like a double cross in golf.
Like where we sit, you know, in the middle of the field, you can't really tell with the goalpost, you know, because you're not behind it. You just have to judge the reaction of the fans. And right away you can see the fan. Ugh! But they lose by three. That's huge, man. Like Harrison Butker's not been himself so far this year. And if we're going to talk about Mahomes and Kelce and everybody wants to say this other stuff, this kicker's now left 4 points on the field this season. That field goal yesterday, potentially the difference maker.
So to take a comparison in baseball to the NFL, my overreaction today is that Joe Burrow is Mike Trout.
I love that analogy, man. That's really good by you. Like, that's a great analogy.
Mike Trout, at one point, best baseball player that a lot of people had seen since Mickey Mantle. That type of player just nonstop. And Mickey Mantle was plagued by injuries. Now, a lot of that was...
Well, a lot because he was drunk and fell in the drain.
Yeah, a lot of it was booze and, you know, random doctors and stuff like that. But this is Joe Burrow. What we've seen today is possibly out for 3 months with turf toe. Joe Burrow,
it seems... Have surgery.
It's wild because there's so much greatness there that we've seen it. He's been to a Super Bowl. Yep. He's beaten Patrick Mahomes. He's got everything he needs to be successful, and you see these moments, and then all of a sudden, hurt. Joe Burrow's back, and then he's hurt. And then you just, like, don't know. We've seen the Achilles injury. Mm-hmm. We've seen the wrist injury. Now the toe injury.
Yep.
And it's like there's so much greatness in that athlete that we always get to watch, and maybe they are generational. And then it's like, but there could have been so much more out there. Like, at the end of his career, we'll see all these numbers, and you'll be like, he's missing about 10,000 passing yards and about 50 touchdowns because he missed an entire three seasons altogether collectively of his career due to injuries. Mike Trout's the same way.
Yep.
Comes out, starting off the season. Oh, Mike Trout's got 8 home runs and like 20 RBIs. He's hitting .320. Mike Trout, oblique, 3 months out. Comes back, hits a couple home runs, makes a play out in right field or in center field, wherever he's playing. And then all of a sudden, Mike Trout, wrist injury. Heard he's out for 2 months. And you're just like, I never get to see the full actual thing. I've seen it for like a year or two, but I never get to see all of it because injuries have always plagued him. And the greatness that we see, we don't get to see for a long time. So to me, my overreaction is Joe Burrow is becoming the Mike Trout of the NFL.
I love that analogy, dude. I think you nailed it on that one because he will be that quarterback of this generation that has the what if around him. Like what I think and I feel like when Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are done, those two only, there will be no yeah buts with their careers. Now, maybe Josh doesn't get that Super Bowl, and that could be the yeah but. When Patrick's done, there's going to be no yeah buts. We're close, I think, to having no yeah buts for Josh Allen when his career is over. And Lamar will have some yeah buts because of the postseason success unless he changes that around. But, I mean, let's look at all of the quarterbacks. How many people have truly walked away without a yeah but in their career? I think Tom Brady's the only one.
Well, he's still got two. Tom Brady'd have 9 Super Bowl rings. Yeah, but man, Eli Manning.
Yeah, right. No, but, but true, but he still, I mean, like
David Tyree.
Like even still with that, he still had 7 championships. The,
for sure.
the whatever he did, he's unbelievable. Like, there's really nothing more that Tom Brady could accomplish. Peyton probably could have won a few more championships along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, Ben probably could have done a little bit better along the way as well. Most of the quarterbacks along the way will have certain things that they could do better. But this Joe Burrow thing, man, that's what sucks about professional sports is that injuries derail the careers of so many people, and it happens like, boom, and it's over, man.
Coming up on the other side, we want to address the elephant in the room, and that is the tush push and why it should be banned. Yes, we're homers, we're biased, but I think you can all agree when we've seen the evidence of why it should not be there. Tom Brady said something very intelligent that you guys were at the game, so you might have missed it.
Yep.
But I thought he made a very, very, very good point about the tush push here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
In on Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, all with you. Don't forget Derek Johnson at 7:15. Josh Vernier will join us later on today as well. Caglione.
Here you go.
No, we don't want to talk. Okay. You want to talk about Caglione's home run, or do you want to talk about the Tush Push? Because I think the Tush Push is worth the topic.
Oh, the Tush Push is going to be the topic, I think, all day from the Nationals, right? I mean, I would imagine based on Fox being all over it yesterday, allegedly. I guess that's what I've heard because I was at the game. I didn't see it, but apparently you had mentioned Brady was talking about it. There's a big article on Pro Football Talk about it. The folks in Philadelphia are talking about it this morning. And look, man, I'll just say this. As Chiefs fans, we can't sit here and complain about this kind of stuff because this is kind of what happened with us. You know, you kind of get the benefit of the doubt with a lot of these calls, but it's clearly egregious what's going on with this Tush Push, and that's half the offensive line moving before the ball. My God.
I feel
like a little bee complaining about this today and having this discussion. I really do. I feel awkward about this.
It doesn't have to relate to the game. I don't think. Yeah. I think you can say, hey, the Chiefs lost that game. The Eagles were better.
Oh, I didn't mean the game. I just mean in general, like, because I'm not a big change the rules because we can't stop it like we've been seeing around the NFL. So I feel like a hypocrite, like, having this conversation.
I get that, but if the context was different, I think you'd change your opinion, because if the play was breaking the rules every time, then you'd say, okay,
that's a fair point. You just convinced me I'm right. It broke the rules. Yeah. That's it. Everything else wasn't breaking the rules, and so that's the good point. Okay,
yeah, breaking the rules.
Okay, I don't have to feel like a hypocrite anymore.
I think you're in the clear there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Because every time we were talking off the air, Dusty, you can't really officiate this play either.
Yeah, so Tom Brady was doing the game yesterday. Obviously, we knew that because it's Fox. Mm-hmm. And I thought he made a good point because there was a time when it looked like, I think it was Tranquil that came up with the football.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
And they show it in slow motion, and Brady's like, well, like, this is too hard to call because with the modern times of the NFL, we don't know when his momentum is officially stopped. We don't know when they're calling the play dead. So at that point, like, was the ball loose before? Then you see the false starts, and, like, you can see it was frustrating the Chiefs because they're pointing down. They're like, and then they show the slow motion, which makes everybody a referee at that point.
Exactly.
And you're seeing, like, Juergens' head moving before the ball gets snapped. Yep. And it's like, well, that's a false start. And that can't happen because if that false start gets called, the Tush Push is irrelevant. They're not going to run it on 4th and 6.
Right.
Or 3rd and 6, whatever it may be. And the one thing is, when we went into this offseason this year, the number one rule change talk was, should the Tush Push be banned? They deliberated. They tabled it, right? Tables.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about what she does. Tables. And so they tabled it. They brought it back. They thought about banning it. And they said, you know what? Nah. They figured it out. You guys got to figure out how to stop it.
Right.
But there are little bitty loopholes that the NFL literally doesn't know what to do. And yesterday we saw a little bit of that. They don't know how to call it a false start because everybody's like at the same time. And there was definitely two separate instances where they jumped. And then what Tom Brady said, where he goes, look, maybe I sound sour, maybe I sound old or think it's unfair, but, like, you don't know how to call this play because you don't know when the momentum stops. You don't know if his knee's down. It's just a scrum pile. And then it's just like they get up and Hurts is 4 yards past the first down. It's like they get it every time. Goal line, great play, whatever. But they are moving early and they're not calling it. And it does benefit one team and it does not benefit 31 other teams.
Yeah. And I think that's where you guys are right about that. The benefit of one team versus all the teams. You're right. They're cheating. I hate to use the word cheating because now the folks in Philadelphia will say I'm whining about that, right? they were leaving before the play. So I think when you had mentioned that the slow-mo has made everybody a referee, I actually think that's a good thing in this case because now everybody can see, and hopefully the committee with the rules can see, okay, everybody can see this now. These guys are moving early. Because it's impossible to officiate that play, that's why we're going
to
ban that.
So what we need
play.
Is Chris Collinsworth to really talk about that's how they're
right.
moving early.
That's exactly
and then
right.
It will go into
but it will now. I think now that we have that video evidence that is clearly out. I can't tell you how many people sent it to me on DM yesterday, and I appreciate all you guys for doing that because being in the stadium, you don't see the TV broadcast, obviously, and what's going on, and so you don't really know, you know, what's going on. But once you look at that video and you see both guards leaving clearly before the ball is being snapped, that's the type of like that's the smoking gun that we need to get this play banned from the NFL, right? We always need that smoking gun. And there were two of them yesterday in that game against the Chiefs that now the rules committee and everybody who's against the tush push can use and say, we're not trying to ban it because we can't stop it. We're trying to ban it because it's illegal. And there's no way to make the decision and make the play and call the play being illegal. It's very hard for the referees. The Drew Tranquil one, they said it was like tied possession, you know, basically, and the tie goes to the offense and in those situations. That's why he wasn't able to get the ball on that play. But you know, now we got the evidence. Now I think it's worthy of a review, right?
This comes from a 75 Philadelphia fan here. Would totally agree a false start, but I think there is a fix. Make a false start a challengeable play.
And that's that. I was going to get to that too, and I love that text. I absolutely do. You should be able to challenge the tush push. If we want to keep it in, then we should be able to challenge if you believe that there was a false start on that play. Now, can you make it for just one play? I don't know that the NFL will do that. And you don't really want to go down a rabbit hole of challenging false starts when we have number 74 on our team, you know? But like for that play, maybe you do have to have, if you're going to run this play, then on this play only, we have the ability to challenge whether or not it's a false start, but that really mucks
that's
up
a
the system,
road.
Man. It really is. Yeah, it is. No, you're absolutely right. I'm just talking through like how we can have the best of both worlds on this thing, right?
I don't know why we don't just do the Simmons sneak. I mean, that guy ran 19 miles per hour down the field. He's a big body dude.
Love it.
Fourth and one.
Give it to
Simmons.
Why
man.
Not just put Josh Simmons back there, give him the ball, and be like, good luck.
Yeah, just pitch it to him on the outside. Yeah. Like, you don't even need to have him go up the middle.
Woo. Just add fire to fire, be like, tush push be illegal. And then the Chiefs have their own play where it's, we just use our left tackle to run 1 yard forward. Well, okay, from now on, offensive linemen cannot be ball carriers. Oh, but the tush push is still legal? Correct. Okay, I don't understand, but I'm just kidding. A lot of people in the text line, I'm going to have to go back and watch the All 24. That's what I call it, 24. Mm-hmm. They're saying the center is lined up.
Oh, it's every time.
Everybody's offside. The whole freaking city's offside.
I'll have to look at that. I didn't put a lot of focus on the center. I just kept watching Eagle helmets go forward before the ball was down. I'm like, well, this clip where he like points to the TV. Yes, like that was me. I'm like, he's moving.
The center is like his chest is over the ball.
100%.
Yeah, like he's way overextended.
Kadarius Toney was offsides.
Whole play is illegal. It's not fun. Player safety. I mean, it's not entertaining. You talk about this sports and about entertainment. It's not entertaining.
But it's going to be the thing that everybody's talking about today.
And that's
today,
what I want to make sure. Do we sound like whiny babies?
That's what I wanted to make sure we didn't do that. Like, I was hesitant about having this conversation today.
And that's why I wanted to have it at 6:25. We started the show off blaming the leaders of this team.
Right.
That was a team loss, and that was your leaders didn't have your guys ready. Like, we blamed the guys that we never blame. Right? And now I just want to make sure that everybody else saw what we saw.
Yeah.
Because I just want to, you know, get it out. Dallas fans week one, what do you think? Washington fans, when you play Philadelphia, what are you going to think? Because, look, they run it well, and to the Texans' credit here, every team has the opportunity to run it. But for some reason,
every team's trying to do it within the rules. You know, and the Eagles aren't trying to do it within the rules. And, you know, that's the biggest difference. And we're about 5 minutes away, guys, from the ESPNs of the world starting their morning talk shows, right? Do you think the tush push will be the lead for them today, or do you think it will be the fall of the Chiefs, the wash to Travis Kelce?
They're not
making the playoffs. The dynasty is over.
That's the lead.
Trade for Hill. Or do you think it will be the tush push today? Because all of those topics, I am sure, will be discussed. There will be, in the next 45 minutes, conversation about the Chiefs from a national perspective that's going to drive everybody nuts. But will they work the tush push conversation in? Or now are the Eagles the darling of the NFL, where the Nationals are going to turn a blind eye to this tush push thing that truly was on national television yesterday? We all saw it yesterday. Everybody saw it twice at least yesterday, where they were lined up offsides and they weren't doing the play right. I hope that is a big conversation on the national level today. It needs to be a conversation at the national level today.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Somebody says, you do not sound like whiny babies. It's a boring, illegal, stupid, effing play. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Chiefs fan. I just hate that play.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a unanimous decision. I mean, like, we kind of, like, made fun of the Packers because they were the ones that were leading the push of getting it banned. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. And then they, like I said, they tabled it. And then they were like, well, we're going to reassess. We'll come back. No, it's fine. It's not illegal. It's like, okay.
All right, fine. Okay. But that tush push is exactly reminiscent of the Philadelphia Eagles and their fans. It's a douchebag play for a douchebag team.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll see.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
To Derek Johnson, but coming up on the other side, the main guys, that's where the responsibility lies. We'll play the Patrick Mahomes audio again and get into what was yesterday's loss, because you got to clean it up here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.